you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And today we're going to be talking to John Talbot. We're going to be talking about the debunkers, those people, some of them perhaps disillusioned, perhaps confused, but those people who are trying to debunk anybody who suggests that the official government conspiracy theory, which it is a conspiracy theory, this is what we've been told, the conspiracy theory is that a number of hijackers, 19 Muslim hijackers, conspired among themselves to carry out an attack on four American airplanes, and with using box cutters, they were able to, of course, capture those planes and then elude the entire military air force of the United States. And the RAD couldn't do anything. The FAA couldn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. In fact, when they launched the planes from the Langley base, about 100 miles away from New York, from the city of Washington, D.C., why, they were sent out over the Atlantic Ocean rather than to go to Washington, D.C. to protect the Pentagon. And then the planes weren't allowed to fly at supersonic speed. All these terrible mistakes that were made, or were they made mistakes? Well, I think all you have to do is look at the pictures of Building Number 7 coming down. Building 7 that came down at 5:20 in the afternoon on September 11, 2009 was obviously a controlled demolition. And I will have to admit, it took me a long time in my own mind to come to that conclusion, because it was a planned program to mislead us, to make us think that the government knew about the attack but did nothing to stop it and allowed the attack to take place. But that doesn't explain Building Number 7 come down. And if Building 7 came down by controlled demolition, then they've lied to us about everything. So let's get to John. He's on the front lines of this effort, you know, to debunk the debunkers, as it were. And, of course, whether it would be Popular Mechanics or so many of the websites and the other efforts, and I'm sure that many of these are funded by the Central Intelligence Agency or other secret agencies, we don't even know what they are, to try to confuse the American people about what happened, because the last thing they would want the American people to realize is that there was a conscious decision made to kill almost 3,000 Americans that day, and the murderers are still at loose, and still at large, and many of them held key positions in the Bush administration. So with that as the background, John, you pick up the story. How did you get interested? What have you found as you've looked into the background of, say, of Building 7? Because I think that is the loose a key. That is the loose, the one thing in their whole scenario that just doesn't hold water. It's obvious Building 7 was a controlled demolition. So you pick up the story.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. And small correction, my last name is Talbot. I know it looks like Talbu, so I won't hold that against you. As far as how I got into this, it also took me a while. I've been an activist in the 9/11 Truth Movement since late 04, so it took me that long. And no, it's not easy to come to these conclusions. I don't think that anybody wants to believe these type of things. So I think it's a good thing that it took us a long time to come to these conclusions, because that means that we did the research. To give you a little bit about me, the blog that I run is called Debunking the Debunkers. The URL for it is 9/11debunkers, plural, .blogspot.com. And I'm also a grassroots organizer listed at 911truth.org, which is the central hub for the 9/11 Truth Movement. They have a list of over 200 grassroots contacts, and I'm listed for the state of Indiana. And I'm also a member of the video team for architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. I'm a recent addition to their video committee, so I'm very pleased to be working with them. They currently have 610 architectural and engineering professionals that are questioning the collapse of Building 7 as well as the Twin Towers. And they also have 3,156 other supporters who have signed their petition. These include A&E students, scientists, physicists, explosives experts, demolition contractors, you name it. All the relevant fields are signed up and, you know, with them on their effort. And regular individuals can sign their petition as well. You know, when it comes to the debunkers, we'll be talking about Building 7 and lots of other points that they raise, but first and foremost, I wanted to raise some things that they just can't debunk, some facts that are just undebunkable, so to speak. And first and foremost is the 9/11 Commission was extremely underfunded. When you look at it in comparison to similar investigations, we spent almost three times as much finding out if Bill Clinton lied about infidelity. And if 9/11 is such a defining event as to separate our world into a pre- and a post-9/11 world, then the underfunding alone is reason enough for another investigation, if you ask me. And then when we look at the person that ran the commission, Philip Zelikow, he has lasting ties to both Bush administrations. He co-authored a book with Condoleezza Rice. And then the family steering committee even asked him to resign. They publicly asked him to resign. And one of the former commission members who eventually quit was Max Cleland. And over objections due to Zelikow, you know, he left and called the investigation a whitewash. And there was even an unnamed source on the commission who said that Zelikow was calling the shots and skewing the investigation and running it his own way. Another fact that is just undebunkable is that the family members' questions have not been answered. 70% of the questions that they posed to the commission are left unanswered, and that is just not adequate in any sense of the word. And it's not just a small group of family members that are questioning things either. Bill Doyle, he lost his son on 9/11, and he runs an email communication network for 9/11 families. They have over 7,000 members, and he estimated that half of the family members believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Then we have Ed Haas, who in June of 06 contacts the FBI, and he simply wants to know why Bin Laden's most wanted poster didn't indicate that Osama was wanted for in connection with 9/11. And he's told by Rex Toom, who is the chief of investigative publicity, that the FBI has no hard evidence against investigative publicity, that the FBI has no hard evidence against Bin Laden. And the debunkers like to say that this is because he's already been indicted for the embassy bombings in 98, and that there's no reason to indict him until he's captured. Now, I called the FBI the other day to follow up on that, and I was simply told that there's no developments on the story, that there is no hard evidence. I didn't ask, you know, if it's because of the embassy bombings, but I will follow up and do that, but they didn't offer that information. They basically said the same thing to me, no, there's no hard evidence. You would think that if the reason was because, you know, we just aren't going to indict him until we catch him, that they would say such a thing, that they wouldn't say it's because we have no hard evidence. And as I mentioned, you know, with the 610 members of AE911Truth.org, there are also a bunch of pilots, a bunch of professors. There are literally thousands of highly credentialed people that are calling for a new investigation. There's a big list of them that can be found at patriotsquestion911.com. And the debunkers, they present counterarguments to their assertions, but that doesn't make these people cease to exist. And the mere fact that so many individuals with advanced research skills are questioning the official story, in and of itself, it adds great weight to all the other points that I've just raised. So did you want to go over some of the specific points that they
I sure do. I want you to go over the points. And so I think the most important point, one of the most important points, is that the 9/11 Commission interviewed 1,200 people. And, of course, they only used the testimony of 100, and the testimony of the other 1,100 was sealed for 40 or 50 years. Now, why would you seal the testimony of people who were there, who witnessed what happened, and were concerned about it and wanted to get the information out? Well, why would you let the American people know? They've got all sorts of excuses, but the real thing is they're covering it up. That if they're covering up anything, they're covering up everything. And I think it's time the American people realize that there are murderers at loose in our nation. Now, people who know what's going on are really afraid to come forward because they would be killed. I can tell you, Cindy Jimmy Walters, who I've interviewed, and we can hear him on my interviews on 9/11 Update. That's 9/11 Update, a four-tape set. He's living in fear over in Europe, if he's still alive. I know that Michael Rupert, who wrote a book on this called Crossing the Rubicon, they tried to poison him, and he's living in fear up in Canada. Who would be doing something like that? Why would they be doing it if there was nothing to hide? And ladies and gentlemen, there is something to hide. And so give us a call. Right now we're going to let James tell... Not Boo, but Talbo, tell us more. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is John Talbot, and we're talking about debunking the debunkers, and, of course, the cover-up as far as what happened that day. The murderers are still on the loose, ladies and gentlemen. They're key people. They had to know what was going on, and that Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Anybody would like to see that? Do you have pictures of that on your webpage, John?
Oh, yeah, and I'm currently working on a two-hour montage-type documentary just on that building, which raises all of the points that the debunkers bring up and refutes them. So hopefully I will have that out pretty soon. But, yeah, we've done quite a bit of blogging about it. You were pointing out who the commission didn't speak to, and that's a very interesting point because family member Patty Casaza, she had been in contact with all kinds of whistleblowers, and she had been promised that they would all be heard. And basically none of them were heard. Sabelle Edmonds was spoke to, but that's only because they surprised Sabelle Edmonds and brought her in one day. They surprised the commission and brought Sabelle in one day. And, she had received information as an FBI translator from a reliable Iranian intelligence asset, as the story goes, that Osama bin Laden was planning attacks on four or five cities and with planes, and that this event would happen within a few months. And Casaza had even said that she spoke to whistleblowers that told her that before 9/11, the government knew the exact day, the type of attacks, and the targets. And yet the debunkers say, well, we believe that she's telling the truth, but, you know, obviously she was being lied to. And I can't see any reason for why a whistleblower would tell a family member that's just lost people in the attack, something like that. That doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
But, you know, there are two real, very important things. Number one is they want us to believe, of course, that the government, at least this is one of the stories, that, well, yes, maybe the government did know that they were going to attack, but they don't want to admit it because it would show their incompetence. But it was really the hijackers and crashing the planes that brought the building down. And I do not any longer believe that for one minute. I believe that these were controlled demolitions in both buildings, which, of course, is much worse than simply knowing it or fumbling it or letting it happen. There was active involvement on the part of someone by some means of bringing down Building 7. And then, of course, when you look at the Twin Towers, I mean, there are 1,100 bodies that have never been recovered. What happened to those bodies? If we simply saw the pancaking effect, why, the bodies would have been there, but they would have been crushed, but they would have been there, and certainly the furniture and the other things that were in the building would have been crushed, but they were all vaporized. How do you vaporize things, you know, by crashing a hijacked plane into the building and starting a fire and then having it pancake? Things do not vaporize when the building is pancaking. Everything is intact. The cement is there. It's simply shattered, but not vaporized. And that, of course, is what the one thing that they don't want anybody to talk about. So they hold this other thing out there. Oh, yes, the government may have known ahead of time and been covering up. They knew it coming ahead of time. No, I believe there is active involvement. What do you think, John?
It seems that way, and that's why we need a new investigation. I mean, with Building 7, they can't use the excuse of a plane because obviously it wasn't hit by a plane. Early on, FEMA tried to say that maybe the diesel fuel on the premises had something to do with it. But then in the new NIST report, they said, quote, that it played no role in the destruction of the building, so we can roll that out. And then many debunkers had pointed to the damage to the building. Well, we have NYPD officer Craig Bartmer at the time who says, I was right there at Building 7. I walked around it. I saw a hole, but I didn't see a hole bad enough to knock down a building. And then we look at World Trade Center 5 and World Trade Center 6. It had massive fires and massive structural damage, and their structure stood You know, Building 6 had to be taken down later in the cleanup work. And, you know, and now NIST, when the in regards to the damage, they say, quote, the damage from the debris from World Trade Center 1 had little effect on initiating the collapse. So this is interesting. The more information that comes out, the more they seem to debunk their own points. And they've also admitted that it almost fell uniformly as a single unit, which is something that truthers, 9/11 truth advocates, pointed out for years. That, you know, the symmetry of the collapse, which is exactly like a controlled demolition. And in the end, what they're left with is a fire theory. They say that fire was the culprit and that it was, quote, similar to fires experienced in other tall buildings. So, and that it's the first known instance of fire causing the total collapse of a tall building. You know, we have over 100 examples, so we're left with either if we have this unprecedented event or it is exactly what it seems to be, that it was a controlled demolition. And, when you speak about the pancaking, that's also very interesting because NIST has backed down from that. For years, you know, 9/11 Truth Advocates pointed out, look, if the floors pancaked, there would be some kind of recognizable floor structures seen at, you know, at ground zero. But everything was just pulverized and all the concrete was just turned into dust. And now NIST says that their findings don't support the pancake theory of collapse. And that instead of this happening, what happened was that the columns remained connected and then pulled everything inwards. That they didn't disconnect, but they stayed, you know, stayed connected and pulled everything inwards. So, you know, that's their new theory with this, and it still doesn't explain all of the characteristics of the collapse in any way, shape, or form. So just no matter how you look at it, it's ridiculous, and they didn't do any forensic tests. If they wanted to prove that there were no explosives involved, they should have done forensic tests, but none were done on the steel. We've had to have independent investigators like Stephen Jones do these tests. And, of course, he's found what he thinks is traces of thermite or an advanced form of thermite called thermate. And, you know, if they want to prove him wrong, do the correct tests and prove him wrong, but this hasn't been done. In regard to Building 7, we've been offered computer model outputs. We don't know how they did these tests, what they put into the computers to get these results. There's no way to check them. So I don't see how any logical person can look at this and say that there's no substance here because they're not doing the tests. It's just beyond me when it comes to that, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, all the classic signs of controlled demolition is what we see in all of these buildings. And granted, with the Twin Towers, it's different from a conventional demolition. And, you know, people bring up points like, oh, there were no blasting caps found, there were no deck cord found in the rubble, things like that.
So what? I mean, what does that mean? I mean, the buildings, obviously, we don't know how they came down. We don't purport they came down that way. Are they suggesting that if it had come down, that would have to be blasting caps? This was obviously a very, very sophisticated job. But the one thing that they cannot explain is Building Number 7. The other thing they can't explain is why they won't release all the videotapes that were taken at the Pentagon. And a third thing they won't explain is why there was no wreckage in Shanksville where the flight actually crashed into the ground. There was wreckage a long ways away. I mean, one of the engines was, I don't know, a mile or 2 miles away. So are we supposed to believe that it just all the wreckage bounced away from the spot, or did they lie to us about what happened at Shanksville? And if anybody's ever seen the picture of that big hole in the ground, you know, there's absolutely no records. Are we supposed to believe that the plane could crash and all the records just sort of disappeared? And they must think the American people are pretty dumb, and I will have to admit, I did not want to admit. I think the average American does not want to admit that our government would do this, and I think you have to stress it was not our government. There is a secret government. There is an invisible government. And we have a visible government that I support. We have an invisible government made of wicked and evil people. And they killed 3,000 people, or almost 3,000 people that day, and they wanted to kill a lot more.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett's will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is John Talbot, and we're going to, of course, first of all, ask him to get out his website and tell people what they can get there. Is there anything you'd specifically like to tell our people about, our listeners about, in reference to your work, John?
Well, again, the website is 911debunkers.blogspot.com. And, you know, we've got lots of videos for people to check out, lots of commentary that we've done. And we have we try to compile every single debunking the debunkers type article that's been written by other members of the truth movement out there and compile those for everybody to look at. So we have a lot of information there for people to check out. And I did also want to mention that I'm a member of the We Are Change organization. That's wearechange.org. I'm one of the founding members of the Indiana chapter. And so if people are interested in getting involved in this and becoming an activist, go to that website and see if there's a group in your town that you can get involved with, get active. And if there's not one, start one. You know,
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you had a question, comment, give us a call. But right now, of course, John is talking to us about the debunking. Let's talk a little bit about it was the one in the magazine, Popular Mechanics. What about that? Certainly, I mean, there were a lot of information that was put out to confuse that. They're suggesting the fellow who wrote this was a relative of Ben Chertoff of the Homeland Security. Was this simply a red herring to confuse the whole issue?
Whether he was or not, it seems that he was. That's other researchers have looked into that, and there's some articles that I have on the website that, you know, pertain to it. But the fact of the matter was, I mean, it was just a horrible piece. They started off with some points that not very many members of the movement make, and basically straw men and just try to knock those down and, you know, get you in the mindset that this whole thing is ridiculous before they try to tackle some of the other, you know, the other points that have been made. One thing they talked about was the squibs, demolition squibs that can be seen emanating from the Twin Towers. Now, they try to say that these are just puffs of dust that's from the pancaking floors. Of course, these are crushed building materials that we see coming out, and they're coming out 10, 20 stories below and even more. And what's interesting about it is that in this new theory, you know, they say that the floors didn't pancake. So if the pancaking is what caused the squibs, but the floors didn't pancake, then how is that? You see, when they come up with a new story, when they change their story, it doesn't fit all of their previous explanations for what was observed. So, it, you know, there was a bunch of stuff like that in there, and they weren't up to date on many things either. They weren't up to date on the story about NORAD, because NORAD, in their failure to defend us, from these hijacked airplanes, they have also changed their story three times. And when somebody changes their story that often, you have to question them. If this was a regular investigation against, say, you or I, that wouldn't fly. You know, if we keep changing our story, you're going to think something is very suspicious about that. You know, and as to other points that debunkers bring up, and I don't know if Popular Mechanics brought this up or not, but that they like to point to the inward bowing of the exterior columns of the building. They say that you can see these columns bowing before the collapse, and so this means that it was a gravity-driven event. But, of course, this is only an initial event, and it does not provide an explanation for the other features of these buildings as they collapse. As you had mentioned, the concrete was just pulverized into a fine dust and went all over the city. The cores, they were obliterated. The perimeter walls, they were shredded. And, you know, it was just massive destruction. And that we had beams that flew out, steel members that flew out, you know, 500 feet away, got lodged in buildings 500 feet away. It's hard to imagine how gravity could do such a thing. And there's been calculations done about this. Jim Hofton's done calculations that says it's just impossible. Of course, he runs a great website called 9/11 Research. It's 911research.wtc7.net. We rely heavily on their work, so I definitely want to give a shout to them and just say how much I respect their work that they're doing as well. But, yeah, I mean, it was basically a hit piece, and it's the same as what the History Channel did. It's the same as the recent BBC shows. The BBC show on World Trade Center 7, I take that on quite extensively. You know, you had mentioned, of course they wouldn't use blasting caps and things like that, and I think that is a great point. If you're trying to trick people and make them think that this was done by fire, you know, that it was gravity-driven, of course you're not going to use something that's totally conventional. And on the BBC show, for instance, Stephen Jones had mentioned nanothermite, which is a type of thermite that reacts instantly and can be just as explosive as C4 and RDX and other types of explosives that people use, except that it's much quieter. And it doesn't leave these distinct flashes that you would see with an explosive like RDX or C4. And that's why people need to dig into these subjects. They need to realize that there are possible answers for these things. Just because you look at it and you say in your gut, well, that doesn't make sense because of this or that. That's the type of thing a lot of debunkers do. And they don't, you know, I think a lot of it is cognitive dissonance. People just don't want to believe this. But you also brought up the fact if there's people that are being paid to put out disinformation and such. And what you mentioned about Jimmy Walters and Michael Rupert, if those things are true, you have to question why. Why would they harass these people if there's nothing to the point that they're raising? That doesn't make a bit of sense.
I know. There's so many questions out there. But, of course, you're not going to hear this on the mainline media because it's controlled. Certainly anybody wants to get into the background of the control of the media. There's a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly by Ben McDakian. And certainly there are five or six corporations that control almost all of the major outlets. And, of course, you've got NBC controlled by GE. And CBS, of course, they were formed initially by the CIA. And you can see their occult logo down in the right lower quadrant of the screen, the eye that's there. And you'll see they throw that in all of those places, sort of hiding it in plain sight as they laugh at the stupidity of the American people. I think what we need to have is the American people get mad and say we're not going to put up with this anymore. Certainly a lot of our major networks are in real financial trouble. Let's help them along. Let's boycott their advertisers and certainly do everything we can, of course, to get people into alternative radio, listening to the Internet, shortwave, and the radio stations that have the courage to tell the truth.
Sure, and you don't need to look any further than the CIA itself. There was a former director, I believe, he was definitely employed, that said the CIA controls almost everything we see in the media. And it's interesting that now there are, I believe, 27 former CIA that have come forward and say that the official count is just not plausible at all. One of these people is William Christensen, and he was a 29-year CIA veteran, and he actually endorsed David Ray Griffin's book, Debunking 9/11 Debunking, which is a great read. It's a great handbook to have if you want to get involved in this activism and have any of these debates with these people. So it was a great inspiration for what we're doing on the blog. But in regards to that book, Christensen commented that there's a strong body of evidence showing that the official U.S. government story of what happened on September 11th is almost certainly a monstrous series of lies. And he was willing to put his name right there in the front of the book.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there listening, give us a call. We'd like to know what you think about this, because this is such a vitally important issue. Because, believe me, those people were murdered. I believe they were murdered. And I believe that the culprits are working at the highest levels of our government. Who they are, I can't say. But I do know that people have been harassed who've tried to get the thing out. Their lives have been threatened. How many of them have died under mysterious circumstances? We don't know. But I know other people that I've interviewed who've tried to bring out the truth have been killed. This is the sort of thing that really does go on in America today, and our job is to try to get other people to understand that, to try to get them to think, to try to get them to care. And instead of course, focus our attention on all sorts of unnecessary things, we need to try to get to the bottom of what really happened on September 11th, 2001. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call when we get back at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at Radio Liberty.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest John Talbot. And John, you've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program. What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Please get involved. Please research this for yourself. As many other advocates in this movement have said, you know, don't believe us, just research it yourself, and that's what I had to do. You know, another GCN host there, Alex Jones, I listened to him early on, and I thought he was full of it. I didn't believe it, but, you know, he kept saying research it yourself, and I did. You know, I sat down one day and went through his prior knowledge archive that he has and sat there for about 3 hours, and I read, and that's what people got to do. You know, we have Aaron Russo. You know, he made the film Freedom to Fascism. He says that Nick Rockefeller told him 11 months before 9/11 that they wanted an event to happen so they could invade Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, just look at what's going on. Look at all the people that have died, all the soldiers, all the civilians over in Iraq. You know, 1 million, I believe the numbers are estimated at. It's just ridiculous. I think earlier I said that there were 27 maybe CIA veterans. I think it's 7 that are questioning that. I'm not sure if I made that mistake there, but it's 7. But regardless, there's a lot of highly credentialed people that are questioning it. You know, when it comes to World Trade Center 7, one of the debunking arguments is that, you know, that the FDNY knew it was going to collapse because of structural damage. Well, there's an article that's in the Journal of 9/11studies.com. And I have it linked on the right-hand side of my blog, and it's called Waiting for 7, World Trade Center 7 collapse warnings and the FDNY oral histories. That is a must-read. That really shows you, it goes through all of the testimonies, and it shows you that there were really only a select few people that, from their direct observations, thought this building was going to collapse. That, you know, otherwise it just kind of trickled down through the ranks. And they also like to say that we are blaming the FDNY. That is not the case. There were, and this is a distinction to be made, there's a difference between fearing a collapse and saying that you that the building is going to be taken down. And we have testimonies. We have an EMT that was there that day that said that they were told that that building was going to be coming down or was going to be brought down. And she was asked, well, who was telling you this? And they said, and she said, members of the FDNY. And she was asked, did they actually use the words, bring it down? She said, yeah, they did. And recently, another videotape had surfaced where there's a member of the FDNY saying the same thing, basically. So we need to get to the bottom of that. A real investigation could subpoena these people and try to figure out who told them that. Perhaps, you know, somebody was incompetent that day, because that's another argument that's brought up. How could they be so competent to do such a thing? Or perhaps somebody had a change of heart and actually started to leak what was going on. Who knows? We're just raising questions about that, and we're certainly not blaming the FDNY. And, you know, for them to fear that that building would come down, that's a whole lot more plausible when you've just seen 210-story buildings crash to the ground. Suddenly, what otherwise would have been unbelievable becomes plausible.
But, of course, it really wasn't plausible, because that's assuming that those buildings came down because they were hit by the planes and the fires in them. But if you stop and analyze it, it is not plausible that that fire would have brought those buildings down. So, you know, I would be very surprised, especially since no plane had hit Building 7. There were actually people, do you actually have tapes of people in the fire department there in New York who said, oh, the building's going to come down, we think the building's going to come down? Did they really say that, and why would they have thought of that?
And yeah, they really did. The recent tape that surfaced, he says, he's asked, you guys feared that this was going to come down all day, right? And he says, yeah, we thought it was. We were told it was either going to come down or that they'd have to bring it down. Now, what kind
of context? There's a lot of difference between have to come down and bring it down, because you bring it down, that means you've got explosives, you've got to get them in there. That they would even suggest that they were going to bring it down. I mean, it would take weeks to plan, you know, the internal destruction of that building.
Yeah, in the context that he says it, it's hard to think about it any other way than him talking about that day. There's no reason that he would have spoke of it the way he did, not in my mind. You know, there's no reason he would have spoke of it the way he did in the context that he did. And I will have a section in my movie that deals with this and refutes the claims that we're blaming the FDNY. We're just dealing with the testimonies that we have. If you're talking about an event that might happen 3 weeks from now, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to say that, yeah, we thought it was going to come down or that we that it would have to be brought down. So, no, it just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, you just see people need to investigate it themselves. There's a very good website on World Trade Center 7. It's an old one, but it's called just WTC7.net. And if you're not familiar with the subject, that's a good place to start.
Is that where they first have the fellow, the Danish fellow who's the expert?
Yeah, they do mention him, but that's a very good point to bring up. Danny Javinko, he's a controlled demolition expert, a Dutch controlled demolition expert, and he was shown tapes of World Trade Center 7. And, you know, he was shown the blueprints. And he looks at it and he says, oh, yeah, that's a controlled demolition. It's a team of experts did that.
And if anybody would like to see that, you can go to my website, radioliberty.com. We've got links to a number of excellent websites where you'll actually see this Danish, you know, expert in controlled demolition making the same statement that John has quoted. And then you can watch that building come down as the center of the building is first destroyed, so the roof caves in the middle. And then, of course, the base goes, obviously, controlled demolition. What a terrible thing to consider. What a terrible thing to consider is that the murderers of 3,000 people got off scot-free, or are they? They will get off scot-free if you are not out there getting involved and helping us to get the truth out. John, thanks very much for being with us. God bless you, and we'll look forward to having you with us again in the not-too-distant future. If anything comes up, give me a call.
Thank you so much, Dr. Smith.
Bye-bye. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure love to hear from you. We need the support so we can maintain the 60 or more outlets we have every single week. We're reaching people, and we need your help to continue doing that. We have a great three-pamphlet set. It's called Foreknowledge 911. It's only, I think, $9.95 for all three pamphlets. And then we have our 911 force tape set, and then 911 update, where you'll actually hear my interviews with Jimmy Walters and William Rodriguez and other people, you know, going into the background who were actually there and saw what happened. There's no question it was controlled demolition, that they left those people to die. They wanted to murder them so they could use it as a justification to get us into a war. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Terror Timeline. And so, and then we have at least five DVDs. If there's a special, you can get five of them at a reduced cost. And watch them and get the information out. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They needed an excuse to get us into the war in Afghanistan, but since we didn't get Osama bin Laden, why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Can you give me a logical explanation why we're fighting in Afghanistan? Well, we're fighting Al-Qaeda, we're fighting the Taliban, but yeah, but they're being funded by the Pakistanis, we're funding the Pakistanis. They're being funded by the Saudis, and the Saudis are good friends, they're good friends of George Bush. You can see the pictures of George walking along holding hands with some of the Saudi sheikhs. I've got a picture on the front of one of the books we have. So why was Osama bin Laden's family given special treatment immediately after the September 11th attack? What's really going on? Is this a replay of what happened in Vietnam, where the United States and American corporations were funding the Russians, were funding the North Vietnamese, were funding the Viet Cong, were killing our boys in South Vietnam? And I'd like to suggest it is. In the same way that under one guise or another, we're funding the ruthless tyranny in North Korea, and after we've funded them and given them all sorts of food, and after we've given them all sorts of oil and other things, then they go back on their promise and we say, oh, shucks, how terrible that could be. And we funded it in Mugabe there in Rhodesia, in Zimbabwe, who's killed, so many of the people and starved and raped and pillaged. But we give him humanitarian aid. Who can be against humanitarian aid? And ladies and gentlemen, we're funding tyrants throughout the world, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved, you are part of the problem. Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our material on concentration camps, and let me suggest the concentration camp special. It's got all sorts of videos, and you'll actually